Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'd like to begin reading the Word of God in Acts, the second chapter. I'll start at verse 38. Then Peter said unto him, this was his first sermon, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourselves from this untoward or crooked generation." Going down to 42, it says, "They continued steadfastly," this is the believers, "in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and prayers. And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things in common. And sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord," this is the principle the Holy Spirit wants to emphasize for this time and work that we're living in, "breaking," they were in one accord, "and broke bread," breaking bread "from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart." What is that talking about? Well, willingness to serve God, to please Him, praising God, verse 47 says, "and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." So what we see, that they enjoyed great success because they were in unity, they were in humility, there was a generosity expressed by just sharing with one another. And this is a kingdom walk, beloved. This is what God wants. We may not be structured exactly as they, but the spiritual qualifications, the emotional tenderness and love toward one another, what they experienced is like, why aren't we experiencing? Well, beloved, we need to get in that same space spiritually as they were. They were filled with the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, and the church, that was the birth of the church, if you will, in terms of numbers. And the message and the gospel of Jesus Christ really began to be spread around the earth. There is a victorious walk, beloved, that is our inheritance as sons and daughters of God. And it comes not by imitating someone else, this is the important thing, but being part of, as it were, this isn't just a literary expression. It says we're part of the body of Christ. We're bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh. We are a member of the body of Christ. God is working in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Let me read another passage of Scripture found in Acts, the 19th chapter, and I'll start with verse 13. "Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits, the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. And there were seven sons, ones of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them or prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And the fear of the Lord fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many believed and came," Hallelujah. Look at the results. And confessed, showed their deeds. Many of them also, which use curious arts, brought their books together, in other words, occult things, and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it to be 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. It, the power of God's word, spread from Jerusalem, from Ephesus, from the places of the early churches where they were established around the world. And beloved, we need to set aside every weight and every hindrance. We need to continue in God's word as they did. Not only did the word of God grow in the hearts of the people, that's understandable. If you're a young Christian, you need to have understanding, not just with your mind, but with your acknowledge, with your soul, your spirit. Yes, this is truth. But not only it did two things, it not only grew, but it also prevailed. Think about that. In other words, it lasted, it endured. It was the strength, it was what was happening. It prevailed, not the work of the enemy, not carnality, not the lusts of the flesh. That's probably on individual levels, but it's saying in general, in its entirety, this was the effect that the word of God had. It grew as well as prevailed. And when Paul was about to leave the elders of the church at Ephesus, he said in Acts 20:32, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." Praise God. So we have received, beloved, of his fullness. Faith is action. And so unless we act on his word and not only believe but confess its power and promise, it doesn't do any good. And too many of God's people fear the work of the devil. Fear is of the devil. I don't care what kind. There's all variations. There's full-blown horror and there's anxiety. That's all fear. Anxiety, stress, it's the unrest within a person that I'm not able to handle something that's going on or something that will be handled. And that's sad, but it's true. Multitudes of Christians actually agree with the devil, not intentionally, not even consciously, but by their actions, they're agreeing with what their emotions are telling us, circumstances and facts are telling them. Then they agree with God's word. In what's is important is what's in our heart of hearts. Jesus said, "I came in my Father's name." He didn't come in his own name. "I am the bread of life. I am the living bread. I came to give life and that life more abundantly. I am the resurrection and the life." Beloved, how precious, how beautiful is that? A life that none of us, I don't care how mature, how spotless your life and exemplary your life as a Christian may be, God alone knows the inner truth of all of us, and none of us have arrived. The great apostle Paul said, "I have not yet apprehended," this great man of God who wrote most of the New Testament. And Peter states, "By his stripes we are healed." And so often there's New Testament confirmation of what the Old Testament said. Isaiah 53 says the same thing, "By his stripes we are healed." Paul states, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory." How? By Christ Jesus. So just take that scripture alone, all your need. What is it? Is it spiritual? Is it physical? Is it circumstantial? Is it financial? Is it emotional? You might be very lonely. You're asking God for fellowship, true fellowship, true friends, or maybe you're asking God to lead you to the right church. Whatever that need is, he, my God, shall supply. Put your name there. All, whatever your need is. How? According to his riches in glory. Do you think there's any limit to his riches in glory? Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for you, brother, for you, sister. His riches are unlimited. his riches in glory. Look at the beautiful earth he surrounded, even in its fallen state, even with the effect of all the negative things that mankind have actually imposed upon the planet, the way we've sought to destroy it. Beloved, it is still a beautiful place. He will supply, beloved, your needs. John states, beloved, I wish above all things that thou prospereth and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Again, an important thing. We will experience material, physical, mental, financial blessings. How? As our soul prospers. So that's why I've shared this message. But what does the devil do? He's standing right behind us. He whispers in our ear, you can't. He says you can't be healed. Nah, you can't be blessed. You can't understand God's word. You can't really know it. You don't have a revelation of what it's saying. You can't win others to Christ. Oh, surely. You keep falling. You can't conquer the deeds of the body, the flesh. You can't subdue those thoughts. Yeah, you can't praise God. There's no way you are going to live a victorious life. You can't be humble and sweet at home. Instead of, you'll just, that's just who you are. You can't help it if you're short on temper. You can't prosper like others do. These are all the lies of the devil. You can't discipline your life. You can't get any sense of order in your life. Disorder, disharmony, that's just your portion. That's nonsense. He'll tell you you're nothing but a failure. He'll tell you you're too weak to serve God. You're going to have to give up too much to become a Christian. As if you had so much before you came, became reborn. These are lies of the devil. And when we agree with him, do you realize what that's saying? We're actually saying if we agree with Satan, it's the opposite of what God says. We're saying that God is a liar. God forgive us. You are to state, beloved, as I bring this broadcast to a close, without fear, without doubt, that you are who God says you are. You are a new creation. You are more than a conqueror. You are an overcomer. You are a son and a daughter of the living God. You are an heir to God. You're a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Paul states in Philippians 4:13, we can do all things. How many? All things through him, Jesus Christ, who is our strength. Praise God. Well, my time is gone. I feel that many are just rising up in the strength of the Lord. Praise God and continue on into the victories God has for you. Until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.